Warning, this podcast discusses addiction, mental health, and other sensitive topics. Please listen with care and take a break if needed. You are not alone, and support is available.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Malfunction Junction. You're here with Andrew. I am doing my solo episode today. We've got a good one here for you. I guess we'll start off with a little bit of an intro. There's been a lot going on lately. If you are in any of my circles that I hang out in physically, you know that there's a lot going on right now. And that's okay. We're going to figure it out. From one way or another, it'll be fine. Anyway, just had to say that to start off. Don't know why, just did. But today's solo episode is going to be talking about music. It's going to be the top five songs that that I could look back on and say those were songs that helped me get through a tough part of my life. And most of them have to do with there's some different time periods of my life in here that I wrote about, but there were really most of them are about, I would say, ages 22 to 20. Let's see, when's the last one here? 22 to like 25 is when I found these songs, one of them probably like 16, but they really helped during times where darkness was there, and music is just one of those things. I think music is one of the most healing things that we don't think about that is a medicine. It's a medicine that we don't think about, really, is what I mean to say. I think that frequencies that come off these notes that come off the instruments, which is why I really like, you know, stringed instruments, because the frequencies are, I love it. But the frequency that comes off of it, I noticed really on ketamine, the way that I could feel this frequency that was coming off of the music, and it was just so, I don't even know how to say it. It was, I could feel the vibration in my body. And I've never been like much of a dancer, but when I was doing the ketamine treatments and I was on the nasal spray part of it, where you take it home and do it yourself, not a great system, but I was dancing when I was doing that. And it was so weird to me, because I was like, "Why? How am I dancing?" And since then, I've not lost that vibration in my body when I'm able to hear music that I enjoy. I am able to dance now, and that was never a thing. So music's one of those things. It's a healing medicine. It's a powerful thing. But I'm going to go through the top five songs that got me through my darkest times. I'll go first with the first one. It's not really in any particular order, but these were just five songs. The first one I wrote down was Running by Billy Strings, which is on the album Home. My friend Malik and I, who I've mentioned on this podcast before, who he passed a few years ago, we used to listen to this song quite a bit driving through the back roads of Central Texas. So, you know, now I hear this song and I think of him often, but it's not necessarily, you know, a good thing. It's just, obviously he's dead. It's not a good thing at all, but the memories that I have are not necessarily good ones either, because we were in, you know, a really dark time together. We were, you know, really good brothers, really, in a really dark time. And, I think of him often, and it sucks that he's gone. But that's another thing that I try to, for one of the reasons why I try to keep going on and keep making things and keep doing, like, artistic things that I know I'm supposed to do, that I have the ability to do. And the reason is, because I, of my friends that didn't make it on, that I knew had that ability too. And, the lyrics, I wrote down some of the lyrics. I have done that with every song, or at least most of them. The lyrics I wrote down were, run to the river, it's the chorus part. Run to the river, run to the sea, run from the evil that's been calling you and me. If we keep running right out of town, we'll reach the promised land before they tear it down. And I had felt so strongly at that time that we needed to leave Austin. And I eventually did leave, of course, and he stayed, and it cost him his life. And, you know, it sucks, dude. But I had felt that the if we keep running right out of town, we'll reach the promised land before they tear it down. And to me, that meant both of us had always had our minds on, like, we were both better than our addictions. Why are we doing this to ourselves? We had many talks about it. Like, we got to figure out some shit of how to do this and get being on to the next thing. And, you know, his biggest problem was that he would get like, you know, pretty far on some, you know, building up his life. He'd get a job that was really high, that was well paying, and do well at it in sales and that type of thing, and have a bunch of money. And then that money would kill him, or, you know, it eventually did, really. But it would just burn a hole in his pocket unless he was spending it on something fun. And he was never able to really truly have fun sober. He really just only was able to, he would get back to being, he would drink, start drinking, and then that wasn't necessarily his problem. It was the opiates, but it was just, he just had a desire, burning desire to be intoxicated. And I can relate to that, but not to the, I did heroin with him a few times. He's the only person I've ever done heroin with. And, I didn't get it. I didn't get why he would, like, waste his life away for so much. I did not understand it. It didn't make any sense. It wasn't, that shit wasn't for me. And I'm glad it wasn't for me too, because I'd be dead now for sure. That was 5 years ago. There's no way I'm alive 5 years later at the rate I was going anyway. So yeah. That's the first song I had, and sorry, that's a pretty rough one to go, but that's a great song. Billy Strings, I think I have another one of his on here. No, I don't. Billy Strings is my favorite artist of all time. I think he's a genius. I think he's quite possibly the greatest guitar player to ever live. And we'll see. He is only pretty young. Yeah, and no one plays the acoustic like that. I'm sorry. You can fucking try. You can fucking shred the electric like that. Nobody shreds on the fucking acoustic. Shut up about it. Billy's the best. Number one. Anyway, next song. I got Sweet Things by Afterclap on the album Beat Garden. I listened to a lot of Afterclap during the ketamine days. I still do listen to a lot of Afterclap, but that was, you know, when I found him. And that guy's, by the way, shout out that guy. Afterclap, I don't remember your, I think it's Rodrigo, I don't remember your, if you ever listen to this, hit me up, dog, because, I mean, that's the point of this sentence, was I sent him an Instagram message just saying, like, hey, like, you're dope, thanks for your music, this is, you know, I appreciate it a lot, you're great, and he, like, responded to it and said, like, thanks, man, like, you know, we'll be in the States, and I forget when he said, but he, like, told me they'd be up in the States and to come check it out. So I was like, fuck yeah, dude, that's awesome. I love it when artists take the time to respond to their fans and be like, appreciate the love they get. Because I know that you guys probably, the artists that are, you know, bigger in the world and have everybody, the more people you have, the more hate you're going to get. And I think that is a sign of success, is when you have some haters. And sweet, that'd be cool. Hate on us, dude. Fuck off. Anyway, next section. Anyway, yeah, Afterclap is a Brazilian EDM artist. I think I said that, but it's Brazilian EDM with a little bit of Alan Watts, this song. Which, that's always fun. You know, I was on ketamine, so I would take the Alan Watts any day, but I was on ketamine, so I could feel this music and would dance to it, which I had mentioned earlier. It's something I had never really done before. I was never much of a dancer. But with the K and with Afterclap, I could feel it. And I think it freed me from that insecurity of feeling the music, of the actual feeling the music, the act of feeling the music, dancing and vibing to that. I think it freed me from that insecurity of that being, I don't know. But I one thing I know is that it's cooler to be the guy dancing than the guy standing in the corner. Remember that, kids. Anyway, we're on to the next song here. We're going Closer to the Sun by Slightly Stupid. One of my all-time favorite songs. This is the one I mentioned. I've been listening to this one since I was a kid. I grew up in California, so it's a common song, being Slightly Stupid from being from, I think they're from San Diego. Either that or Long Beach or San Diego, whatever. L.A., I'm not from LA, by the way. I am from Northern California. And really, I need to start saying, I am not from California. I'm from the state of Jefferson. And if you don't know what that is, go look it up. Anyway, the guitar in the beginning of Closer to the Sun is it's just so incredibly beautiful. It's always made me smile. I've been listening to this song for years, and it's just been a great decompression song. It takes me back to memories of my hometown, driving around back roads with, you know, not a care in the world. But the lyrics that I wrote down for that one is, I think she's beautiful, well, that's for sure. The whole first part of it. Give it a little loving, but I still gonna need some more. Rob it, steal it from the rich, and then give it to the poor. Telling everybody it don't matter anymore. All I ever needed was a friend like you. Help me through, and together we could change. But if I was to stay, it wasn't for too long. People sing the same song everywhere I'm going. Closer to the sun and farther from the moon. People screaming out, they gonna see me real soon. Ramblin' Man Life, the story of a man who can't sit still. That's kind of what I gathered from that. That was kind of how I was most of my life up until about when I quit drinking, really. They just couldn't sit still, could not stay in one place, just had to keep moving along. I had moved so many different times during that, you know, 18 to 26, 27, just couldn't sit still. I think I'm fine now, though. The next song's kind of similar to that, the last part of it, the Ramblin' Man Life. Carry On by the Lost Dog Street Band. Benjamin Todd, the front man of Lost Dog, is, simply put, one of the greatest songwriters of this generation and is severely unappreciated. If you're not familiar with the Lost Dog Street Band or with Benjamin Todd, you should go check them out. The songs are so heavy and they're so full of emotion and pain. No, it's a great artist is the one who makes you feel the pain they felt making the art, and Lost Dog does that with every song. The lyrics I wrote down here for it were, the moon shines on the porch of a train as I bid New Orleans goodbye. It reminds me again of the man that I am, and the thought brings tears to my eyes. The distance between your heart and mine don't lessen the love we share. So if I should fail or die or prevail, my fate is yours to bear. And, I don't know, man, the dark times, dude, Benjamin Todd has the ability to take what his life experience was, which is a hard life, and I won't tell his story. Maybe one day we'll have him on. That would be awesome. But yeah, I know his life has been a roller coaster, to say the very least. And Benjamin Todd, if you ever listen to this, shout out, dude, you're the man. Keep rocking. And honestly, Lost Dog as a whole, you and your wife, it's a great team. It's impressive. It's inspiring to see. As someone who works with their partner, to see Benjamin Todd and his wife, who is his partner in Lost Dog, and I think they have another one too. But it's inspiring. It's inspiring to see that, and it's also helpful to see like that it can be done to work with your partner successfully. You just have to, you know, work at it, work at the relationship, you know, within the work itself. And then I got the last song here, which is Time, Breathe, Reprise by Green Sky Bluegrass, which is, of course, a Pink Floyd original. Wasting time, something most of us do. I wasted so much time just sitting there high off my ass thinking I was doing something, but really not doing anything. Thinking I could learn from someone who was wiser than I, but not taking into account that they had no clue what they were doing either. This particular version of the song I chose because of a memory I have leaving my hometown to move along and find a way for myself. The day I left my childhood home for the final time, I was driving out of the county, Placer County. I saw the leaving Placer County sign, and the lyrics that were playing on there were, "You are young and life is long. There is time to kill the day. And then one day you find 10 years have gone behind you. No one told you when to run. You missed the starting gun." I mean, when that was playing in the song when I was driving in that moment, I started sobbing, dude. I just started crying. I realized I needed to get along and move along. I needed to leave behind my hometown and anybody that I loved there and get my life started. And do bigger and better things for myself in that tiny town. And It's hard to do. It's one of those things that it's not an easy thing to do, to just pick up and leave your hometown. And not everybody does it. There are people that do it. There are a lot of people that do it, and there are a lot of people that do it successfully, and there are a lot of people that do it unsuccessfully, and then they end up moving back for whatever reason. Maybe you liked it there, you just wanted to raise your kids there, whatever it is, you're back. What are you doing back? My opinion of all this is you got to keep moving forward. There's another song I could mention was Must Be Seven by Billy Strings. That one's a pretty... I don't have those lyrics up in front of me. I'm going to look that up because I think that kind of goes with what I just said here, is that... I mean, the chorus of that song is, she said, stay on track, don't let me see you looking back, never mind what's left behind, and don't look back, don't look back. That song is about, I don't know exactly what it's about, but it appears to be about it appears to be about himself saying that, I mean, I don't know, but it could be something like from what I understand about his life is that he was his parents were addicts, and so was he growing up. And I like this lyric where it kind of feels like it describes it here. It says, you know, paper tearing off the walls, a rotten, moldy sink. When he wandered to the counter just to fix himself a drink, like there wasn't something wrong, like he couldn't see the sorrow in the song. And it must be 7 years since he tipped his hat and told them all so long. Well, she was so distracted by the color of the room, she never thought that she would see this little flower bloom. And take the cards that he was dealt to build a house the big bad wolf could not blow down. And it must be 7 years now since they turned that life around. I think it's about his like whole family kind of recovering, because I know they're all like pretty healthy now. Billy especially, but I know that he's done some stuff with his dad. He'd had that album, Me and Dad, and I would imagine that, I hope, dude, that guy's like, if anybody knows Billy Strings that listens to this, which I kind of fucking really doubt, like, hit him up and be like, yo, you should listen to this podcast. They want to have you on. That's dream guest. That's like number one dream guest for me is Billy Strings. Because, yeah, I know he's been through a lot, and... I think he's a genius. I just want to talk to him. I just want to hang out with him. I just want to smoke a fucking joint with him. Nothing else. Nothing else. I don't want an autograph. I don't care. I don't want to waste your time. Just want to sit and talk about the fucking shit that matters in the world. Smoke a joint about it. But yeah, that's pretty much all I got. I think that's pretty much all I got. What was it? Almost 18 minutes here. That'll probably end up doing. I might have to ramble here for about a minute or two. Let me think what I can do. Oh, I did just decide on a new... we're going into production, I guess I'll say. We're going into production for Night Cook, a Crucible Media film that I am directing. We're going into production in, I think... 3 days? Yeah, this will drop tomorrow, 2 days from tomorrow, on the 20th through the 24th. We could still really use some help on the donation side of things there, so if you feel so inclined after listening to this to help us out with a couple dollars so that we can pay our crew and our cast and our anybody but me, I'm not paying myself for this, but I have to pay my other people for this, so please help us out. Please. Oh, look, this is for you for helping us out. This is what's going to happen if you don't help us out. Oh, that would be so sad. I'm just kidding. Nothing like that is going to happen to you if you don't donate. But please do share. Please do share. If you don't want to donate, share the Night Cook GoFundMe, which will be in the bio here underneath me. Yeah. If anybody actually listens to this podcast, which I know there are a few because I can see the numbers. If you're actually listening this far along and you haven't just turned me off yet, which I don't blame you. But fuck you, dude. Anyway, I'm going to leave a little Easter egg and see if anybody... if anybody can give me back this Easter egg. The first person to give me back this Easter egg, I will... I'll figure out something. I'll give you something. I don't know what. I think it'll be something related to Malfunction Junction Podcast merch once we get that going. You'll be the first person. How about that? Yeah. The first person to give me back this Easter egg gets the first order of a free first order of Malfunction Junction merch, which I don't know what that looks like yet. What day was Jerry Garcia born on? I don't know. That works. Why not? Yeah, we're going to use that. When is Jerry Garcia's birthday? If the first person to either text me or message me on Instagram or email me, first person to do it, or even if you see me in person, if you want to do that too, come up to me and say the answer to that question. What day was Jerry Garcia born on? And that's all we got. I think that's all I got. I'd reached 20 minutes. Fuck yeah, dude. Sweet. All right. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you do, I guess we'll find out. Yeah. Go Giants. Fuck the Rockies. And fuck the fucking Dodgers. Have a good day.